Milwaukee has the dubious reputation of being one of the most segregated cities in the United States. As part of our Project Milwaukee series on race relations, we sat down with a group of four inner-city teens to explore the issue. They spoke about race and the role it plays in their lives with WUWM's Latoya Dennis.
Speaking openly about race doesn't seem to be a problem for these four teens from different racial and ethnic backgrounds.
Has there ever been a time when you felt aware of your race or your ethnicity?
Yeah.
All the time.
There's an instance where I was in camp to learn about animals and different type of things like that, and I was the only black person in the camp. And so, well, you know, I felt, you know, different from everybody else.
Larisha Cheatham is a 17-year-old senior at Holy Redeemer Christian Academy in Milwaukee.
It didn't really bother me. I knew who I was.
You said that you were the only black person, so were the rest
they
of
them? They were all Caucasian.
And you said you knew who you were. What does that mean?
As in, like, I knew I stood out. I knew I was different from everybody else.
Larisha sat next to 14-year-old Melissa Valencia. She identifies as biracial, El Salvadorian, and Mexican. She attends Hamilton High School, one of the more diverse schools in Milwaukee.
You know, when the swine flu broke out? Yeah, in Hamilton, they made a big deal about it. And so everybody was going around saying, you know, Mexicans go back to Mexico. Or like when they were around a Mexican, they would cover up. And it was like, come on now. You know, it sucked. It made me feel bad because, you know, I'm Mexican. Not fully, but I'm still Mexican.
Next to speak up was Ashley Boatman. The 16-year-old identifies as black. Her mother is a mix of black and white, and her father is African American. She attends South Milwaukee High School.
The majority of my people, the people at my school are white. So we were in a class and we were reading a book or something, and they happened to use the N-word or whatever. And like every time someone had to read, and then the N-word was there, like, everybody will say, like, the N-word. They wouldn't say it, but they'll actually say the N-word, and then they'll look back at me, and I just started laughing, like, you know what I mean? It's not really a big deal, but it made, like, everybody just look back at me because I was the only black one in the class.
And how did that make you feel?
I didn't care. I don't care.
How many of you have close friends or family members of different ethnicities than you?
I have a lot of Koreans in my family, and I have a lot of, like, Puerto Ricans and Mexicans in my family, and a lot of people, like, on my mother's side, they're Irish. When I tell people this, they don't really believe me. My grandpa, like, he got around a lot, so, yeah. So that's why, it's a lot of, you know, different races in our family, but we all get along. When we all get together, we all just consider ourselves, you know, African-American. You have to ask them why, but it's not a big deal.
Okay. And what about you, Eric?
18-year-old Eric Sanders identifies as African-American. He graduated from Bayview High School last year. He frequently mentions one of his good friends.
Yeah, my guy, Arabian. we call him Arab. I don't even know his real name.
Eric is the comedian of the group.
Y'all know his real name, nope. And he's your close friend?
That's my guy.
Does race and ethnicity matter?
No. Not really. We're all the same. We come from different areas. We have different skin, but we're all the same inside, you know.
And that was a sentiment everyone could agree with.
Older generations, do you think they make a bigger deal out of race than what needs to be?
Yeah. I guess it's because of what they went through when they were younger. My grandpa, he doesn't really like Caucasians. Every time you get around him, he makes like this grunt face. This is probably from the way he grew up.
Melissa?
My uncles, they're straight from El Salvador. Since I'm like the darkest one in the family, they make fun of me. They're kind of racist to black people a little bit. I'm telling them that it's not right, but they're like, oh, we're just playing. And you know, they're taking it a little bit seriously. And how some races like to keep it in the family with, you know, date a Salvadorian, date a Mexican, because they're your race. I don't think they like the cultural diversity, and maybe that's why it's different for us, because we have different race friends.